Skywarn active.
This is NC4VA. We're Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service has yesterday severe thunderstorm warning at 6:10 p.m. in effect for the following counties: Franklin County, southeastern Granville County, southwestern Vance County, and northeastern Wake County until 7 p.m. At 6:09 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Purnell, or 11 miles southeast of Creedmoor, moving east at 30 miles per hour. Quarter-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Wake Forest, Purnell, Youngsville, and Lewisburg. Straight-line winds can blow down trees and power lines and damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm is passed, and stay away from windows, as flying debris generated by damaging winds can be deadly. The National Weather Service will be looking for spotter reports. Spotter reports should include the following: hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 of an inch in amateur or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes. And any damage caused by high winds. This includes down limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Skywarn will be monitoring the frequency for reports of severe weather. We'll increase activity as needed. We're going to be in standby mode, meaning this will be a non-direct event. The repeater will be free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave some pauses between transmissions for Skywarn traffic. Skywarn, we encourage everyone to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. We're currently operating on the WB4TQD 146.88 repeater. We don't anticipate problems, but should this repeater become unavailable, our backup or first backup will be the K4ITL 147.105 repeater with a tone of 82.5 hertz, and that repeater is located in Broadway. Secondary backup will be the K4ITL 147.135 repeater with a tone of 82.5 hertz, and that repeater is located in Chapel Hill. Third backup will be the Carolina 440 UHF link system. Those frequencies can be found at www.carolina440.net. And again, we have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Franklin County, southeastern Granville, southwestern Vance, and northeastern Wake County until 7 p.m. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning for southern Franklin County and north central Wake County until 6:45 p.m. At 6:12 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a tornado over Wake Forest, or 12 miles northeast of Raleigh, moving east at 30 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Youngsville and Wake Forest. If caught in a vehicle, as a last resort, either park your vehicle or stay put, leaving your seatbelt on, or abandon your vehicle and lie down in a low-lying area. Protect yourself from flying debris. Motorists should not take shelter under highway overpasses. Again, tornado warning in effect until 6:45 p.m. for southern Franklin County and north central Wake County. At this time, Skywarn will move to active mode, which means this will be a directed net, and all traffic should be directed to net control. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter report.
NC4VA, KG4VDM.
KG4VDM, go ahead, Jake.
I am observing a rotating wall cloud over Wake Forest at this time.
Okay, rotating wall cloud. How long have you been observing it?
Approximately the last 2 minutes while you were making your announcements before you went to the tornado warning.
Okay, and where are you located? What direction are you looking?
Looking back towards the north and west a little bit in the direction towards Youngsville. I'm at the intersection of Dr. Calvin Jones, which is 98 Bypass and South Main Street, which is 1A.
Okay, you're at 98 Bypass and Main Street, and you're looking to the northwest toward Youngsville. Is that correct?
That is correct. It's light, getting lighter back to my west. However, this cloud is moving off and looks like a northeasterly direction at this time.
Okay, great report. Thank you, Jake. And if you notice anything forming off the fall cloud, leave us a say. Take cover, and also when safe, let me hear your report. NC4VA, thank you.
KG4VDM.
KK4BBU, can anyone confirm a report of a tornado near Wake Forest?
This is NC4VA. Go ahead, station.
Yeah, this is KK4BBU. I have a report of a tornado near Wake Forest.
Okay, I'm sorry. If you can bump up your power, you're cutting out. We're getting about every other word. See if you can bump your power up or move left or right if you're on an HT and try it again.
Try one more time. I heard a report of a possible tornado near Wake Forest. Is that confirmed?
There is a tornado warning that has been issued by the National Weather Service for Southern Franklin County and North Central Wake County until 6:45 p.m. Again, that's a tornado warning, and one spotter has made an observation of a rotating wall cloud.
Thank you. KK4BVU clear.
NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. At 6:14 p.m., the National Weather Service issued a tornado warning for Southern Franklin County and North Central Wake County until 6:45 p.m. At 6:12 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a tornado over Wake Forest, or 12 miles northeast of Raleigh, moving east at 30 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Youngsville and Wake Forest. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports. This includes the following: hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less than the times of measurement, flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, frontal clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds. This includes down limbs or trees and their approximate diameter and any building or roof damage. Skywarn is in active mode, meaning this is a directed net, and all traffic should be directed to net control. We encourage everyone to stay tuned to NorWeather Radio or local media for further information and updates. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. This is NC4VA with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 6:25 p.m., the National Weather Service issued this severe weather statement. A tornado warning remains in effect until 6:45 p.m. for northeastern Wake and southern Franklin counties. At 6:24 p.m., trained weather spotters reported a rotating wall cloud. Doppler radar indicated that a tornado touchdown is possible with this wall cloud. This storm is located near Youngsville, or 13 miles northeast of Raleigh, moving east at 30 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Youngsville. Take cover now. Move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If in a mobile home, vehicle, or outdoors, move to the closest substantial shelter. If no cloud is, if no shelter is available, lie down in a low-lying area. Protect yourself from flying debris. Skywarn is in active mode, meaning this is a directed net and all traffic should be directed to net control. We encourage all stations to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio and local media for further information and updates. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. 6:25 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. A tornado warning remains in effect until 6:45 p.m. for northeastern Wake and southern Franklin counties. At 6:24 p.m., trained weather spotters reported a rotating wall cloud. Doppler radar indicated that a tornado touchdown is possible with this wall cloud. This storm was located near Youngsville, or 13 miles northeast of Raleigh, moving east at 30 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Youngsville. Take cover now. Move to an interior room. Move to an interior room on the floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. Then a mobile home, vehicle, or outdoors, move to the closest substantial shelter. If no shelter is available, lie down in a low-lying area and protect yourself from flying debris. At 6:31 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. The tornado warning for northeastern Wake County is canceled. The storm which prompted that warning has moved out of the area, and the warning is no longer in effect. Again, the warning, tornado warning for northeastern Wake County is canceled. A tornado warning remains in effect until 6:45 p.m. for southern Franklin County. At 6:28 p.m., trained weather spotters reported a rotating wall cloud. This storm can produce a tornado, as indicated by Doppler radar. The wall cloud is located between Youngsville and Bunn, or 11 miles southwest of Lewisburg, moving east at 30 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Bunn. Take cover now. Move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If in a mobile home, vehicle, or outdoors, move to the closest substantial shelter. If no shelter is available, lie down in a low-lying area. Protect yourself from flying debris. The National Weather Service is looking for the following types of spotter reports. Hail, any size initially, then 10 size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, splinter clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds. This includes down limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. We are in active mode, meaning this is a directed net, and all traffic should be directed to net control. We encourage all stations to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 6:42 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a tornado warning for East Central Franklin County and West Central Nash County until 7:30 p.m. At 6:41 p.m., trained weather spotters reported a funnel cloud with this storm, with possible rain-wrapped tornadoes 5 miles northwest of Bunn or 8 miles south of Lewisburg, moving east at 30 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Spring Hope, Castalia, Nashville, Red Oak, and Dorchester. This includes Interstate 95 between exits 138 and 141. Heavy rainfall may hide this tornado, making it difficult to see. Do not wait to see or hear the tornado. Again, that's a tornado warning for East Central Franklin County and West Central Nash County until 7:30 p.m. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports. Reports should include the following. Hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds, such as down limbs or trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Skywarn will monitor this frequency for reports of severe weather. We're currently in active mode, which means this is a directed net, and all traffic should be directed to net control. We encourage all stations to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. I think there may be a station that is just too weak to get through. Thank you for listening. And this is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. As a reminder, we have a tornado warning in effect for East Central Franklin County and West Central Nash County until 7:30 p.m. NC4VA, standing by for spotter reports.
Thank you, Ben. Thanks for everything you do. This is KI4RE. We do appreciate it.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 6:50 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. A tornado warning remains in effect until 7:30 p.m. for northern Nash and east central Franklin counties. At 6:48 p.m., trained weather spotters reported a tornado. The tornado was spotted crossing the road. The road was blocked by numerous downed trees at Highway 401 and 98. This tornado was located 11 miles southwest of Castalia, or 7 miles southeast of Lewisburg, moving east at 30 miles per hour. Hazards in this warning include a tornado. Locations in the path of the storm include Nashville, Abington, Red Oak, and Dorchester. This includes Interstate 95 between exits 138 and 141. Take cover now. Move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. Then a mobile home, vehicle, or outdoors. Move to the closest substantial shelter. If no shelter is available, lie down in a low-lying area and protect yourself from flying debris. Again, that's a tornado warning in effect until 7:30 p.m. for northern Nash and east central Franklin counties. Locations in the path of the storm include Nashville, Abington, Red Oak, and Dorchester. Also, Interstate 95 between exits 138 and 141. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports. Spotter reports should include the following. Hail, any size initially, then penny size, three-quarters inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time and or less of the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, frontal clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds such as down limbs or trees and their approximate diameter in any building or roof damage. The Skywarn is in active mode, meaning this is a directed net and all traffic should be directed to net control. Please stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter report. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 6:58 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. Tornado warning remains in effect until 7:30 p.m. for northern Nash and east central Franklin County. At 6:57 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a possible tornado. This tornado was located near Castalia, or 10 miles southeast of Lewisburg, moving east at 30 miles per hour. Hazards of the warning include a tornado. Locations in the path of the storm include Red Oak and Dorchester. This includes Interstate 95 between exits 138 and 141. Take cover. Now move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If in a mobile home, vehicle, or outdoors, move to the closest substantial shelter. No shelters available. Lie down in a low-lying area and protect yourself from flying debris. And when safe to do so, please pass any spotter reports through Central Carolina Skywarn.
NC4BA, KD4JWF.
tape support JWF, NC4VA.
Good afternoon. I just wanted to let you know I'll be monitoring cell number Z4, Rock Quarry and John Sausage. Rock Quarry and John Sausage is getting pretty good updraft at this time, so I'll be monitoring the situation.
Okay, thank you. Stay safe. Thank you very much, Jose. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. At this time, we have a tornado warning in effect for Northern Nash and East Central Franklin counties until 7:30 p.m. At 6:57 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a possible tornado. This tornado is located near Castalia or 10 miles southeast of Lewisburg, moving east at 30 miles per hour. Hazards in the warning include a tornado. Locations in the path of the storm include Red Oak and Dorchess. This includes Interstate 95 between exits 138 and 141. Take cover now. Move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. Get a mobile home, vehicle, or outdoors. Move to the closest substantial shelter. If no shelter is available, lie down in a low-lying area and protect yourself from flying debris. When it is safe to do so, please report your please make your reports of any damage through Central Carolina Skywarn. We're in active mode at this time, which means this is a direct event and all traffic should be directed to net control. We encourage all stations to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter report. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. Tornado warning remains in effect until 7:30 p.m. for Northern Nash and East Central Franklin counties. At 6:57 p.m., the Doppler radar indicated a possible tornado. This tornado was located near Castalia, or 10 miles southeast of Lewisburg, moving east at 30 miles per hour. Hazards in the warning include, and they just issued an update on that. Let me pull that up. Okay, at 7:13 p.m., the National Weather Service issues a severe weather statement. Tornado warning for East Central Franklin County is canceled. The storm which prompted that warning has moved out of the area, and the warning is no longer in effect. Again, the tornado warning for East Central Franklin County is canceled. If you observe severe weather, please make your report through Central Carolina Skywarn. Tornado warning remains in effect until 7:30 p.m. for Central Nash County. At 7:11 p.m., trained weather spotters reported a funnel cloud at Fraser Road near Nash and Franklin County line at 7:05 p.m. Doppler radar continued to indicate this possible tornado 5 miles west of Red Oak or 7 miles northwest of Nashville, moving east at 30 miles per hour. Hazards in this warning include a tornado. Locations in the path of the storm include Dorchess. This includes Interstate 95 between exits 138 and 141. Take cover now. Move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If in a mobile home, vehicle, or outdoors, move to the closest substantial shelter. If no shelter is available, lie down in a low-lying area and protect yourself from flying debris. We're in active mode, meaning this is a directed net, and all traffic should be directed to net control. We encourage all stations to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter report. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 7:28 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northern Edgecombe, southern Halifax, and eastern Nash County until 8:30 p.m. At 7:27 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Nashville, moving east at 30 miles per hour. Quarter-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. In addition, a funnel cloud has been reported with this storm in Nashville. Locations impacted include Dorchester, Rocky Mount, Brattleboro, Leggett, Speed, Hopgood, and Scotland Neck. This includes Interstate 95 between exits 132 and 150. Severe thunderstorms can produce tornadoes with little or no advance warning. Be prepared to move quickly to an interior room of a safe shelter if you see a tornado. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. Standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. And the tornado warning has expired. So at this time, we'll move back to a non-directed net. And that means the repeater's free for normal armature activity. We ask that spotters, though, do leave. Pauses between transmissions for any skywarn traffic. Again, severe thunderstorm warning in effect for northern Edgecombe, southern Halifax, and eastern Nash County until 8:30 p.m. NC4VA standing by for spotter reports. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 7:31 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. The tornado warning for Central Nash County expired at 7:30 p.m. The storm which prompted that warning has weakened and the warning was allowed to expire. However, another thunderstorm was producing a funnel cloud over Nashville. Severe thunderstorm warning was issued for this storm. The storm continues to strengthen. A new tornado warning may be needed near Nashville. Be prepared to take cover immediately. And at this time, we have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Edgecombe, Halifax, and Nashville, specifically northern Edgecombe, southern Halifax, and eastern Nash County. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports. Spotter reports should include the following. Hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes. And any damage caused by high winds. This includes downed limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. We are currently in standby mode, meaning this is a non-directed net. The repeater is free for normal armature activity. We ask that stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for any skywarn traffic. All stations are encouraged to stay tuned to know whether radio or local media for further information and updates. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 7:35 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a tornado warning for northern Edgecombe County and east central Nash County until 8:15 p.m. At 7:31 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a tornado 6 miles west of Rocky Mount or 2 miles east of Nashville, moving east at 25 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Rocky Mount, Kingsboro, Leggett, and Tarboro. Heavy rainfall may hide this tornado, making it difficult to see. Do not wait to see or hear the tornado. Take cover now. Again, that's a tornado warning for northern Edgecombe and east central Nash counties until 8:15 p.m. At this time, we also have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for northern Edgecombe, southern Halifax, and eastern Nash County until 8:30 p.m. We're going to move to active mode, which means this will become now a directed net, and all traffic should be directed to net control. We encourage all stations to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 7:48 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. The tornado warning for east central Nash County is canceled. So much prompted that warning has moved out of the area. The warning is no longer in effect. If you observe severe weather, please make your report through Central Carolina Skywarn. tornado warning remains in effect until 8:15 p.m. for northern Edgecombe County. At 7:45 p.m., trained weather spotters reported a funnel cloud wrapped in rain. The funnel cloud may be reaching the ground as a tornado and was located 3 miles east of Rocky Mount, moving east at 30 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Kingsboro, Leggett, and Tarboro. Take cover now. Move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows if in a mobile home, vehicle, or outdoors. Move to the closest substantial shelter. If no shelter is available, lie down in a low-lying area and protect yourself from flying debris. Again, the tornado warning for Nash County has been canceled. A tornado warning remains in effect until 8:15 p.m. for northern Edgecombe County. Skywarn is in active mode, meaning this is a directed net, and all traffic should be directed to net control. We encourage all spotters to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports.
NC4VA, WX4MMM.
WX4MMM, NC4VA. Hey, Bob, thank you very much for being available, and I'll turn net control duties over to you at this time. And what time would you like me to check back with you?
Check back around 8:30 p.m.
Okay, will do. Thank you very much, NC4VA.
And this is WX4MMM Central Carolina Skywarn. Again, Skywarn is in a direct or an active mode this time. Tornado warning effect until 8:15 p.m. For northern Edgecombe County. WX4MMM Central Carolina Skywarn standing by for severe weather reports. WX4MMM Central Carolina Skywarn, tornado warning remains in effect until 8:15 p.m. for northern Edgecombe County, and severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:30 p.m. for Edgecombe, Halifax, and Nash counties. Skywarn is looking for severe weather reports, and this includes hail any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch diameter, or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds are greater than 50 miles an hour. Measured rainfall 1 inch or more per hour, and please give time for your measurements. Flooding, flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes. And damage caused by high winds such as down limbs or trees in the approximate diameter and in building roof damage. Again, Skywarn is in an active mode at this time. All traffic should go through net control. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. This is WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn, special weather statement, or severe weather statement issues, 7:56 p.m. A tornado warning remains in effect until 8:15 p.m. for a central Edgecombe County. At 7:55 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a possible tornado 5 miles southwest of Leggett, or 9 miles east of Rocky Mount, moving east at 30 miles an hour. Storm spotters reported funnel clouds and a possible tornado touchdowns earlier with this storm. Hazards and warning include a tornado. Leggett's in the path of the storm. The tornado will otherwise remain over mainly rural areas of the indicated county. Take cover now. Move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows if in a mobile home, vehicle, or outdoors. Move to the closest substantial shelter. If no shelter is available, lie down in a low-lying area. Protect yourself from flying debris. Heavy rainfall may hide the tornado, making it difficult to see. Do not wait to see or hear the tornado. Take cover now. Again, repeating, 7:55 p.m. Doppler radar indicated possible tornado 5 miles southwest of Leggett or 9 miles east of Rocky Mount, moving east at 30 miles an hour. Storm spotters have reported funnel clouds and possible tornado touchdowns earlier this storm. This is WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn.
WV5IGD Mobile.
Station, go ahead. WX4MMM.
Yeah, this is all news now. I tried to get a hold of you during the height of the storm. 1400 block of Clifton Pond Road. I don't know if it was a tornado or not, but numerous trees in excess of 14 inches in diameter down. Some snapped about halfway up the trees. And doesn't seem to be a lot of property damage, but a lot of trees down.
Clifton Pond Road, where's that location? Is that in Raleigh or Wake County?
I apologize for that oversight. It should be Franklin County, in the 4198 area.
Okay, near Highway 401 and 98, numerous trees down on Clifton Pond Road. And what's the approximate time you observed the trees down?
It's when they said the tornado was coming through. I don't know.
Okay, but anyway, numerous trees down, and some of them are snapped, and some of the trees were like 14 inches in diameter. Station, come back. There was a reporting of trees down in Franklin County. Station, come back with your call sign and your verification report in Franklin County. This is WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. Skywarn is in direct active mode at this time. All traffic should go through net control. Tornado warning remains in effect until 8:15 p.m. for Central Edgecombe County, and a severe thunderstorm watch severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for Edgecombe, Halifax, and Ashe counties until 8:30 p.m. National Weather Service looking for reports of severe weather, and this includes hail any size initially, then penny size, three quarters diameter larger thereafter. Measure wind speeds of greater than 50 miles an hour. Measure rainfall of 1 inch or more per hour. Please give you times of measurement. Flooding, flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and damage caused by high winds such as down limbs of trees and approximate diameter and any building roof damage. Again, Skywarn is in direct mode and all traffic should go through Skywarn. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn.
WX4MMM, this is Kilo Bravo for Romeo Golf Charlie.
Romeo Golf Charlie, go ahead, WX4MMM.
Yeah, this is Kilo Bravo for Romeo Golf Charlie. My name is Bob. We have had exactly 1 inch of rain beginning at 7:20. And my location is good on QRZ, if that works for you.
Okay, 1 inch of rainfall from 7:20 till I guess around 8 p.m.
1 inch.
Okay, Bob, appreciate that report. KB4RGC, WX4MMM.
7-3s, KB4RGC, clear.
This is WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Edgecombe County and eastern Halifax County until 9 p.m. At 8:03 p.m., the National Weather Service stopped the radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Tarboro, moving east at 40 miles an hour. Damaging winds are possible with this storm. Funnel clouds were reported earlier with this storm. Doppler radar indicated the rotation with the storm has weakened. Locations impact include Hopgood and Tarboro. Repeating severe thunderstorm warning effect until 9 p.m. for Edgecombe County and eastern Halifax County. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn, severe weather statement issued at 8:08 p.m. The tornado warning for Central Edgecombe County has been canceled. The storm which prompted the warning has weakened and the warning will be allowed to expire. However, a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect in the area. Damaging winds are still possible. Take cover in interior room away from windows. Again, if you observe any severe weather, please relay it to Central Carolina Skywarn. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. And this is WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. Since the tornado warning has expired, Skywarn is no longer in active mode. We're just in standby mode at this time. So the heater is free for normal use, but please leave longer breaks for any Skywarn traffic. This is WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. And just a reminder, the severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 9 p.m. for Edgecombe, Halifax County, until 9 p.m. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn.
WX4MMM, KG4VDM.
KG4VDM, go ahead, WX4MMM.
The tornado that come through Franklin County earlier, I have observed a mobile home with some damage. Matter of fact, a couple of them, the skirting around them has been blown off, and one of them has lost its shingles. And that's at Thompson Lane at US 401. That's north of the intersection of 401 and 98.
Okay, that was, Jake, that was Thompson Lane and US 1 North, is that correct?
And Thompson Lane and US 401. Also, right, not even 200 yards north of that lane I gave you is where the tornado cut across the road. There are numerous trees down, approximately anywhere from 1 foot to 3 to 4 feet in diameter, uprooted and broken on 401.
And Jake, is that in Wake County near Wake Forest?
Negative, Bob. That's in Franklin County. I'm sorry.
Okay, you just observed that at this time at about 8:10 p.m.
That is correct.
Okay, appreciate that report. WX4MM, Central Carolina Skywarn.
KG4VDM.
This is KF5 LDW testing.
WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn, the National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning effective until 9 p.m. for Edgecombe and Halifax County. The National Weather Service looks for reports of severe weather, and this includes hail any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch diameter or larger thereafter, measure wind speeds of greater than 50 miles an hour, measure rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time, flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and damage caused by high winds, such as down limbs or trees in the approximate diameter, and any building roof damage. Skywarn is in standby mode at the time and appears free for normal amateur use, but please leave longer breaks for Skywarn traffic. This is WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn.
WX4MMM, KG4VDM, another damage report.
KG4VDM, go ahead, WX4MMM.
Bob, I just noticed a home, looks like it's off its foundation in the Winfield subdivision. That's WYNDFIELD subdivision. That's just off 401 North in Franklin County, just north of the location I called in earlier. and the siding's off and roof's damaged also.
Is this a mobile home?
It appears to be a double wide their office foundation.
Okay, probably double wide off foundation, siding's off and some roof damage in the Winfield subdivision in Franklin County.
That is correct.
Okay, Jake, appreciate that report. KG4VDM, WX4MMM.
KG4VDM, clear.
This is WX4MMM, Central County Skywarn. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning from Wayne and Wilson County to 9:30 p.m. At 8:23 p.m., National Weather Service doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm extending from 5 miles west of Wilson to 15 miles west of Wilson, moving east at 25 miles an hour. Damaging winds are likely to storm. Locations impacted include Wilson, Stantonburg, Saratoga, Wheelbanks, and Fremont. Straight line winds can blow down trees, power lines, and damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed. Stay away from windows as flying debris generated by damaging winds can be deadly. Repeating severe thunderstorm warning effective from 9:30 p.m. For Northern Wayne County and for Wilson County. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for severe weather reports.
WX4MMM, KD4JWF.
KD4JWF, go ahead, Jose.
Just a quick update on 70 Garner from Timber Drive all the way to White Oaks area. Most of the businesses and some of the streetlights are off power outages. They have several crews searching the area to try to determine the source. A couple power flashes from potential transformers during the rain about 5 minutes ago.
Okay, Jose, I appreciate that update of power out in the Timber Drive, what if area of Garner.
Okay, D4JWF mobile.
This is WX4MMM, Central County Skywarn. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for Edgecombe and Halifax County to 9 p.m. And a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 9:30 p.m. for Wilson and Northern Wayne County. Remember, warnings means severe weather is imminent or occurring based on radar and ground reports. The National Weather Service is looking for reports of severe weather, and this includes hail any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch diameter or larger thereafter. Measure wind speeds of greater than 50 miles an hour. Measure rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less. Flooding, flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes. And damage caused by high winds such as down limbs or trees in the approximate diameter and building roof damage. Sky will monitor the frequency of reports of severe weather. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn.
WX4MMM, NC4VA.
NC4VA, WX4MMM, good evening, Virginia. I guess you're ready to take over net control duties.
Sure will, and thank you very much, and appreciate all your help. NC4VA, sending net control for Central Carolina Skywarn.
And WX4MMM, clear.
NC4VA, KK4BVR.
KK4BVR, NC4VA.
Yes, ma'am. Have a report for you. Between approximately 7:50 and now, I've received an inch of rain at my QTH.
We look for precise times of measurements. Are those precise times or just estimates?
Precise.
Okay, so 1 inch of rain between 7:50 and 8:48. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and if you'll give me your either your address or either street and Cross Street.
Okay, it's 4801 Conestoga Circle. Cross is Indian Creek.
Okay, is that Saratoga Circle, Saratoga?
No, ma'am. Conestoga, Conestoga.
Got it, Conestoga Circle. Okay, and Garner, got it, Wade. Great report. Thank you very much, NC4VA.
KK4PVR monitoring.
And this is NC4VA with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 8:47 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 9:30 p.m. for northern Wayne and southern Wilson counties. At 8:48 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm is located near Saratoga or 13 miles west of Farmville, moving east at 25 miles per hour. Hazards in the warning include damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. This severe thunderstorm will otherwise remain over mainly rural areas of the indicated county. Severe winds will blow down trees and power lines and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed and stay away from windows. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The severe thunderstorm warning for eastern Halifax and Edgecombe counties expires at 9 p.m. The storm which prompted that warning has weakened and the warning will be allowed to expire. If you observe severe weather, including damaging winds at large hail, please pass your report through Central Carolina Skywarn. And a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 9:30 p.m. for northern Wayne and southern Wilson counties. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter report.
PGTN Traffic Net in 2 minutes.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The thunderstorm warning for eastern Halifax and Edgecombe counties expires at 9 p.m. We have one remaining severe thunderstorm warning in effect, and that's for Wayne and southern Wilson counties until 9:30 p.m. Is there a PCTN net control on board?
W3HL, what's your direction, Virginia?
Hey. Herb, I suggest we run concurrently, and I would ask that folks leave pauses, and that's really going to rest on you to remind people, I think, to leave pauses so that if there's any Skywarn passes, they can, traffic pass, they can do so, or so that I can break in if need be. But otherwise, I think concurrently we'll do just fine. NC4VA.
Okay, Virginia, it sounds like a plan. We'll do that, and no problem at all. Appreciate your work there. W3HL, bye to the net.
Thank you very much. And this is NC4VA. A reminder, Skywarn is still activated. We're in standby mode, which means this is a non-direct event. The repeater's free for normal amateur activity. NC4VA, standing by for spotter reports.
PGTN Traffic Net.
So this is W3HL now calling the Piedmont Coastal Traffic Net. This net meets nightly on the 146.88 repeater or on the backup 147.105 repeater with an 82.5 hertz tone for the purpose of handling traffic in and around the coverage area of this WB4 TQD repeater.